Hey there, I'm Derek Wells, and I'm the host of Why Not You Podcast. I'm a coach, speaker, and mentor, but it wasn't always like this. I had to grow myself before I could grow others. I started this podcast to inspire those who have amazing ideas to be intentional and proactive in discovering who they are and to take massive action to develop a plan to exploit those gifts. I'll take you on a journey to meet some extraordinary individuals who have incorporated systems and habits into their lives to reach personal fulfillment. You will feel empowered to take action to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to Why Not You. Hey, this is your host, D. Wells. Why not you, y'all? Why not you? We are on the set live, kicking it, doing our thing. I've had so many guests on, and, you know, I've had so many people just sharing their experiences with, you know, overcoming challenges, operating in faith, just taking their journey and what they do, man, to a whole nother level, just through, you know, operating in this space of giftedness and using those gifts to actually, you know, elevate other people. And then the process, man, they're doing extremely well, you know what I'm saying? And so when you talk about gifts, man, I've just come across so many people who have these different ideas and dreams, and for whatever reason, man, they're just not making anything happen. They're not executing them. And so, I mean, it could be a number of things that actually prevent someone from moving, whether it's, you know, that maybe they're just not mad enough yet to actually go out there and make some things happen, or they don't know how, or it could be fear. Man, it could just be a number of things. But one thing I could definitely tell you is that, man, whatever that burning desire is inside of you, it needs to come out. It has to come out. And it's that thing that makes you happy, right? When you do it, whatever that desire is, you already know what it is, but it's that thing that makes you happy when you do it. It's the thing that you're good at. It's that thing that would bring personal fulfillment because it aligns with your gift. And so I know God has put something inside of you that you need to discover if you haven't already. This is a gift that God has given you, and he gave it to you for a reason. And he wants you to use it well. You know what I'm saying? Not for selfish reason, but for the sake of others, because that's what it's all about. If you aren't sure, like, what you need to do, man, maybe you should, you know, ask somebody who's close to you, you know? And we all have somebody that we're close to that probably recognizes something that we don't, right? It's, I don't know, man, maybe it's that gift that somebody has seen inside of you, whether it's cooking, talking. Some people just have that gift of just charismatic personality. They're goofy, they're funny. They can make anybody smile. Maybe you need to be a comedian. Who knows? Painting, you know, building, you know, working in the construction industry, you know, finances, teaching. Maybe you got that gift of praying. Maybe it's writing, you know. There's something that you're gifted at. And so, man, we've all seen those people, you know, operating in their gifts, right? Why not you, baby? Why not you? Now, these blind spots are just areas in our life that others may see, but we don't. I know it just drives some folks crazy because they want to do something. They know what it is, but maybe they're trying to do something that they're not created to do, you know, so they just keep pushing and pushing. They come across challenge after challenge. Man, if you're coming across challenge after challenge, there's a reason for it, right? Maybe it's just something that you're not supposed to be operating in that particular space at this present time. And there's a reason why it's so hard. Maybe you're just trying to be a singer, right? You're trying to be a singing musician. And every time a tune comes out of your mouth, man, you over there busting the eardrums, causing people to go deaf. Man, that's not your gift. So you just need to be able to recognize that and be honest with yourself. And so when you do that, you know, assess yourself. You know, do you have the skill set to do that? And can you be like 100% authentic doing what you love to do? That's key right there. Being 100% authentic, doing the things you love to do. I know there's some people that have actually told me that, hey, D. Wells, man, you know what? You mean you're good at listening. You're good at connecting with others. I believe them, you know, but I had a problem with myself at first, you know, just getting out of that space, man. I had to get out of my own way to actually recognize what my gifts were. And so I'm that type of person, you know, who may have many ideas. I want to do them. And I know I'm capable of doing them, but you know, it takes time, right? And it could take time away from doing the things that I'm really supposed to do if I just keep trying to do everything. You know, I know I'm good at writing. I know I'm good at influencing others, making people feel good about themselves and constructing things. That's what I like to do also. You know, I'm a little goofy and silly at times, but you know, I can't do it all. You know, what's that saying? You know, jack of all trades, master of none. You know, you got to focus on that one thing. No matter how much you want to do this other thing, you have to focus on that one thing or maybe two things, but you have to crush it because that's your gift. You know, one of the scriptures I love is Proverbs 18:16. You know, it says, a man's gifts makes room for him and brings him before a great man. That's a powerful scripture right there. When you think about it, a man's gifts makes room for him. If it's going to make room for you, that means whatever it is, it's inevitable for you not to succeed. There's something in everyone, and that gift is going to make room for you. God put something on the inside of you that the world needs to see, and it's going to make space for it. But the thing is, man, you have to believe that. You have to believe that you are the chosen one. It's that one thing that makes you unique and separates you from other people. So when you think about a gift, and let's just say a birthday gift or a Christmas gift, man, it's a piece of property that's something that someone is actually giving you, right? It's that something of value that you didn't have before, but maybe you did. I don't know. Maybe it could have been some Nikes, and now you got a new pair of Nikes. But if something that somebody saw value in and they wanted to give this to you for whatever reason, and it's because the giver wanted to honor you with it. Man, now you have God as a giver who's giving you a gift that's on the inside of you. It was transferred to you because God wanted you to have it. And now you have possession over it. It was something that you didn't earn, right? Something that you didn't pay for, but it's powerful. And it was given to you by the Creator. So the question is, what are you going to do with it? I know sometimes people get stuck on education and they just try to, you know, they go this route. I get this degree in something that, you know, really doesn't mean anything to them. And so they believe that whatever that education, whatever that degree is, man, it's just going to bring them ultimate success. But I don't know. I think sometimes people are under this impression that education is going to make room for you. I get it. I know, right? I've earned my bachelor's and I got my master's from Fuller. And one thing I can say is that the disciplines of what I've actually learned just about myself going through that process, I mean, it taught me a lot just to having that stick-to-itness, you know what I'm saying? Just to complete it. But how many people actually have those degrees and aren't utilizing them? How many people who have degrees are still looking for work? Or how many people actually have degrees that are working in the industry where their peers are making the same amount of money as them who don't have degrees? That's a cold feeling, right? When you think about, man, why did I spend this much time and money? However, I know deep down in my heart that education is important and how it actually establishes that discipline, like I said. And it can actually assist, you know, someone with identifying which way to go just through their experiences that they get, you know, just from that college environment. I know it's not the key to success, but it definitely can help you get to success if it's used the right way. Because it's not going to guarantee anything, right? But however, when that education is used to help someone master that gift, baby, it's a wrap. That person will straight up dominate. They will dominate. And like part of the scripture said, it will your gift will bring you before great people or great men. Your gift has the potential of bringing you before great people. Your gift is going to allow you to meet people that you probably never thought you would actually meet, take you places that you never thought you would go, all because you're operating in this space. Now, one thing I can definitely tell you is that you are sitting on something that's extremely powerful. You're sitting on that gift, and that gift is ready to go. So let's go, people. It's not time for complacency or second guessing your ability. If you're not moving, the things you're thinking about are just going to hold you back. They're stopping you from executing. You have to get past that thinking and move into action. Thinking isn't going to get you anywhere. You're going to waste time, days going to turn into weeks going to turn into months. The next thing you're going to be thinking and saying to yourself, where has time gone? And get out there and take that action. Deploy that gift. Get around people who believe in your ideas, who can actually tell you about blind spots that they actually see. Get around those people who are going to elevate you to become the best version of you. The positive characteristics that they see that you're gifted at, and allow them to extract that stuff from you. You know, one thing I could definitely say is once you actually discover what that gift is, people will pay you for that gift. Once it's developed, man, that gift will become a straight up commodity. You'll be doing the things that you're supposed to do. Your gift is not something that you're going to learn, right? It's what God has given you. There is a niche for your gift. Every man and woman, boy and girl, has a gift from above. You need to activate that gift, and the world will make room for it. Discover and manifest that gift. Go out and try new things that aligns with your gift. So you get out of that place of uncertainty. I like what 2 Timothy 1:6 says, stir up that gift within you. Stir up that gift within you. Man, you have to remember to stir it up. If you're having problems, I have a good book for y'all to read. If you're having problems with just kind of discovering an area where you need to be operating in that aligns with your ideas and your dreams and why God has actually placed you here, and it's a book that John Maxwell wrote. It's called Put Your Dreams to the Test. I mean, I would just say so much information and questions for you to actually do some deep reflection in, you know, just to kind of identify some of the things that you want to do. You're going to have to write down, you know, a list of things that you're good at, some things that you want to do, prioritize them. That's one thing you definitely have to do, prioritize whatever it is that you're good at. And then, you know, ask yourself, how can I use these gifts to serve and add value to others? How can you use these gifts to add value to others? And while you're out there talking with other people, they're going to give you some responses that you might not want to hear. That's the last thing you probably want to do, right? Is hear something that somebody actually recognizes about you, and it's going to cause you to do some reflection, right? So take that action to get the feedback. And when you get that feedback, nourish it. You get around the right environment, the right people, they're going to do whatever they need to do to extract that idea from you, as long as it operates in your gift and it's not self-motivated. You know what I'm saying? Motivated in a way where it's only going to honor you. It's not about that. It's about other people. So start working on that gift, develop it, master it, turn that puppy into your business. Anytime you see somebody who is successful, especially in the area that you want to be in, that industry, whatever it is, and then identify that person, study them, study their habits, their disciplines, characteristics that they implemented. I'm not saying be a copycat, but there's something to learn from everybody. You know, those people who did something really good and that thing that they did actually became the source of who they were and what they were known for. I mean, you just think about, we all know who Michael Jordan is, right? How much time and effort did he actually put into practice? no matter what. He actually dug deep. He was out there practicing. You think about Steph Curry out there taking over 500 shots. Don't even want to miss. If you miss, he's starting over. You think about some of these actors and these athletes who've actually disciplined themselves to learn that craft. You think about business people who've taken the time to study, to become extremely good at what they're doing to the point that they're beyond great. And these people have done it because it's something that they're good at. They're gifted in that area. And so let's go, y'all. Now it's your turn. It's your turn to leave that footprint in the sand. It's your turn to make that mark in what you are known for. Something that you're known for in that space where you're going to start uplifting and adding value to others and serving. All because you chose to say yes to that gift. Man, let's get out there and deploy that gift. Let's go make it happen, y'all. D. Wales is out. God bless. Why not you? Become the best version of you. Every day. No complacency here. Let's go, y'all. A round of applause to you for listening to another episode of Why Not You. Hey, I just ask that you help me to grow others and spread this good news and by subscribing and following Why Not You. If you've done something extraordinary and what you learned through the process could be valuable to helping others reach personal fulfillment, hey, please go to the Why Not You website or Instagram page and contact me to be a guest on Why Not You. Now, y'all have a blessed week. This is your host, D. Wells.